Section A. 1. Could you tell me where I can find the public phone?
You can find one in the big store across the street.
Question. Where can the man find the public phone?
Two. What do you think of our new manager?
Oh, he is very nice and quite experienced.
Question. What does the woman say about the manager?
Three. Could you send our price list to the Brown Company?
Certainly. I'll do it right away. Should I send it by airmail?
Question. What is the woman likely to go? Four. My telephone doesn't work. What should I do about it?
Why not ask Mike for help? He works for the telephone company.
Question. What does the man mean? Five. I am really disappointed with myself in the interview.
An evening at the cinema will make you feel better.
Question. What's the woman's suggestion? Section B, Conversation 1. It's a pity Helen couldn't come to see you off, Mary.
I know. She's been quite busy these days. But she went to my hotel to say goodbye yesterday.
Yes, it's the busiest month of our company.
I do hope she will feel relaxed soon.
Yes, she will. You know, we have to get our products ready before the Christmas season.
You've been doing a wonderful job. I especially like your new design of the toys.
Hope they will sell well in the Christmas season.
I am sure they will. Oh, they're announcing my flight. I have to go now.
Bye, and take care.
Bye.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 6. Where were the two speakers?
Question 7. Why didn't Helen come to see Mary off? Conversation 2. Hello, ABC Company. What can I do for you?
This is Jenny Black from the Smith Company. Can I speak to Mr. Peter Hall, please?
Speaking.
Mr. Hall, I'm calling about the delivery of the printers.
When did you order them?
About a week ago, and they should have been here yesterday.
I'm sorry about that. Well, let's see what can be done. Your printers can be delivered tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning will be fine. So what time can we expect your truck?
Should we say between 10 and 11?
Good.
My apologies for the delay. Bye.
Bye.
Question 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 8. Why does the woman call the man?
Question 9. What product has the woman ordered?
Question 10. Why does the man feel sorry?
Section C. Americans depend on their cars more than any other people. The family car has been a common thing in the early 20th century, and it has changed American life. Many people have moved outside of the large cities to the suburbs. Some Americans spend 2 hours a day or more in their cars, going to work and back home. Cars have become the means of transportation for most Americans when they go shopping and even go on vacations. In the past, Americans liked big cars and the gas wasn't expensive. However, the price of gas has greatly increased in recent years. Smaller cars and foreign cars have become very common. That's why Japanese and German cars sell well in the U.S.
Section D. Early rising is helpful in more than one way. First, it helps to keep us fit. We all need fresh air. But air is never as fresh as early in the morning. Besides, we can do good to our health from doing morning exercise. Secondly, early rising helps us in our studies. We learn more quickly in the morning and find it easier to remember what we learn in the morning. Thirdly, early rising enables us to plan the work of the day. We cannot work well without a good plan. Just as the plan for the year should be made in the spring, so the plan for the day should be made in the morning. Fourthly, early rising gives us enough time to get ready for our work, such as to wash our faces and hands and eat our breakfast properly.